now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Good news and bad news, girls. The good news is your dates are here.
What's the bad news?
They're dead.
Ah! See, a United States astro robot becomes a creature of death. Oh.
And Dave.
We have come here to this planet for one purpose only, to acquire breeding stuff to repopulate our planet.
He who breaks the law shall be punished. Back to the House of Pain.
Back to the House of Pain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-movie podcast. From classic cult to the cheesy between, the movies you babe, the entertainment's grade A. And I'm your host, Jason Giaconetti, and this time, I have the British movie, Nothing But the Night, and I'll get to it right after this.
Faces of innocence, happy and carefree. But beneath the sound of children singing, there is a hum of evil. Filling their days with the terror of the night.
A coachload of children? I can't believe that.
The children were incidental.
What?
They were accompanied by three illustrious and very rich trustees of the Van Trailen Trust.
The nature of the killing points to one thing. Ritual murder.
I want you to tell me about the fire.
No, I don't want to talk about it, please.
Try to remember what happened.
It was so cool at first, but the fire came faster and faster.
Anything to help her, I'd give my life for it. But if you're lying to me, if this is some kind of trick...
The masters of suspense, Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing, unravel a web of mystery that reaches out from the confines of a hospital to a bleak island off the coast of Scotland.
Is Mary Valley well protected?
Colonel Bingham has made adequate security arrangements.
But he can't protect her from the nightmares in her mind.
Inspector? You will organize local volunteers for a search.
I want every inch of this island searched before nightfall.
Is it a mother's love or a thirst for revenge that drives her to this island? To be hunted like an animal. While the children play, disaster chills the day. And the night explodes with danger.
Don't cut the rope!
May I order you, drop that knife!
Nothing But the Night was released February 20th, 1973 in the UK with a 90-minute running time. Your director here is Peter Saddi. Now, he's from Hungary, and he's known for a lot of numerous TV credits, including which is the scripted the Stone Tape from 1972. He directed several movies for Hammer, Taste the Blood of Dracula, Countess Dracula, and Hands of the Ripper. And he also did the TV series for Wuthering Heights in the 60s, The Tenant of Wildfire Hall, and The Spoils of Poynton. So your screenplay here is by Brian Haley's. Brian Haley's, again, worked a lot. He's a screenwriter, obviously. He was born in, English. And he was notably for the British science fiction series Doctor Who. And then the book, Nothing But the Night, was by John Blackburn. Your producer here with Anthony Nelson Keyes. Now, Anthony Nelson Keyes was a big part of Hammer, and this actually was under Charlemagne Films, the only movie made under the Charlemagne Films heading, which was Christopher Lee and Keyes together. Your stars here are Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing. Those are the big two names you know. Diana Dors and Georgia Brown are also in this cast. Yeah, the music was by Malcolm Williamson. Like I said, production company was Charlemagne Productions. Distribution by Fox Rank Distributions. I don't have anything about the budget or whatever. I can tell you this, though. This, again, it was the only movie ever made by Charlemagne Productions. We'll talk about that in a second. All right. So I have a brief synopsis in the movie, and I'll talk kind of more about this. This movie, to be honest with you, when I first... I saw probably the last 20 minutes of this one day. I caught this on something, and I said, "What the heck is this movie?" And that's Peter Cushing, that's Christopher Lee, and so I kind of went and looked into it because I knew what kind of where like saw the end of it, and I thought at first I was looking at like was it the Children or like trying to get the other one. It kind of had a Wicker Man feeling too, but not exactly Wicker Man, but things along those lines. Anyway. So, the Van Traylen Fund supports a school for orphans on the Scottish Isle of Bala. Three of its wealthiest trustees are murdered, though their deaths are staged as suicide or accident. So that's what we have at the beginning of this movie. So we go, a good 2-3 minutes into this movie. People are getting killed, which we know are murders, but they are appearing to be suicides when they're investigated. Then we cut to the bus. Three other trustees are on a bus carrying children from the school, where the driver suddenly catches on fire, but he is the only one who winds up dying. And it's weird. I mean, again, the children are singing and doing whatever, but it's, you start thinking like, okay, like we're only a few minutes in. The first words we hear in this entire movie are children singing, and now we're going to have a fire on a bus. Could it be we're going to kill children in the first 10 minutes? And the answer, unfortunately, is no. One of the girls in the bus, Mary Valley, is taken to the London hospital where she is having strange seizures. A young psychiatrist and a tabloid journalist interview the girl's mother, hoping to enlist their aid in the hospital's senior member, Sir Mark Ashley. That is played by Peter Cushing. So the younger doctor here, he is convinced that there's something going on. He wants to use hypnosis to try to get it out of her. And then, of course, the mother... the mother, it turns out, was a prostitute and a murderer and served 10 years in jail. So she's a quality individual that a lot of people, were looking forward to being with. No, I'm just kidding. She's clearly a piece of garbage in this kind of film, but she is a murderer and a prostitute. And she had Mary taken away from her 3 years ago, when they caught her, in a prostitution sting. I guess that's probably the best way to say that. She makes it very clear that she wants her Mary back. She threatens to kill anyone who gets in her way. She is constantly threatening to murder people, kill the kid, kill the doctor. She's going to burn everything down. She's constantly, throwing that out there. And I think, if you're listening to this podcast, you know that there's going to be spoilers. So she is the obvious red herring here. The idea being is that she's there in an attempt to try to, throw you off the scent. Because road signs that she's the killer, which means, of course, she can't be the killer. So when the psychiatrist is killed, Ashley enlists the aid of his friend and police inspector, Colonel Charles Bingham. That is Christopher Lee. And the two of them take their investigation to Bala. In the meantime, Mary Valley's mom,
mother, also journeys to Bala, hoping to find her daughter, although she comes to under suspicion of murder, the trustees, and then we have a boat that explodes, killing five more trustees. So of the 12 trustees, now eight of them are dead. Then we go, where are we here? Although she comes under suspicion to kill, and the boat near the island apparently kills several of the trustees. Ashley and Bingham eventually uncovered the sinister truth behind the murders. And those truths are that the Van Trotlin estate, when Mary is having flashbacks of a fire and of someone being burned in the fire, but she was never in said fire and has no recollection of what's happening. So it turns out the husband and wife who who made the grant and establishment for this these children, they wanted to live forever, and the fire was what caused the fire killed shows to the woman, she wound up having, she takes over Mary's body, put it this way. So there is no horror movie tropes that is normal here. What we get here is we get I put this nicely, it seems weird, but like we get like things that should set up to be a horror movie, but it's much more slow burn murder mystery. And as it's becoming a murder mystery, you're like, okay, is this going to be someone just getting murdering people at the end? And it turns out that no, the little girl has been all the aging trustees that have bought into this have put their like their minds into these children, and the children go crazy and start killing people. And that's what I remembered most about the end of this movie, is they have Christopher Lee kind of rope around his neck, rope around his arms, and they're trying to pull him into a giant fire, which is where that kind of Wicker Man idea came from. And I kind of wasn't 100% sure when I first saw it. I was like, man, this seems like familiar, but I had never actually seen this movie before, nor have I had heard about it before I popped this on. So, the movie itself turned out to be a complete and absolute commercial failure. Like, there's no way around that. It was a commercial failure. And it was the only one that Charlemagne Pictures ever produced. The problem was there are a lot of people had some very high hopes for this. Obviously, with, Peter Sasdy at the helm, and Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee in the cast. But they said that what happened was you wound up having all these great ideas, and it's based on a book that was popular, and it just falls flat. And I can't argue that point. The ending is good. I like the ending. But the movie kind of just drags for a 90-minute movie. It kind of plods along as if it's like 3 hours long. And that's a shame, because I think at its core, it's got some good stuff to it. There's good bones here. I just think the meat they hang on, it just doesn't quite add up. The end of the movie does feature Peter Cushing flying in a helicopter, trying to save Christopher Lee from getting pulled into the fire. And when the helicopter gets too close, the fire blows onto Mary. She catches on fire, and she throws herself off the cliff. And then all the other children who have the minds of the elders in their heads, they throw themselves off the cliff. So this movie ends with children throwing themselves off a cliff to their death, which, you know, is not a very common ending nowadays anyway. But this is 1973, and it's British. So, the problem is that as you're watching this, you're kind of waiting for, like, where's that thing going to happen? What's the big hook here going to be? And it just keeps falling flat of that. It doesn't quite get to a place where you can be like, wow, okay, here's the turn. Now it's going to pick up. The action never truly gets anything more than just kind of like it's a very slow procedural. Like, you have Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee, who are not in the movie a ton. I mean, they are in the movie, but they're not in here. They're not the main stars of this, at least for a good chunk of it. You have one doctor trying to, help this girl. You have one reporter. It's fine, but it just certainly it's not a movie I'm going to drop, going to sit down on the couch and put on again to watch. It just was one of those things. I saw the end of it. I said, oh, this looks interesting. And I said, let me cover it for the show. So I did. I'm sorry if I don't, if you don't feel like this is a great, the greatest synopsis here, but honestly, there's not much to talk about. There's a lot of like, well, you know, these people are dead. Well, they were dead before they blew up. They read like, okay, okay. Like, there's just not a lot of excitement here to, you know, go from there. Have you ever seen it, folks? Do you know this movie? You know, did you see it maybe back in the, I doubt you saw it in the 70s, but maybe you saw it later on. Is it one of those things that you eventually caught and, you know, enjoyed? I don't know. It's honestly, it's not something I'm going to ever throw on again, but I wanted to make sure that I touched upon it because it came up in, it came up on Amazon Prime, so I didn't pay for it. It's all part of the subscription. And then, so I was like, oh, okay. So again, it's 90 minutes of my life I won't have back, and then 20 minutes for this show, but no big deal. I don't mind sharing that stuff. So, yeah, again, if you've seen it, let me know. If you have any feedback from me, anything like that, I'd love to hear from you guys. You know, like I tell you guys all the time, this is a labor of love. Obviously, I'm putting my, you know, I'm sitting here watching these movies and kind of critiquing things and trying to be critical about them, not just blowing smoke, you know, kind of thing. These are all amazing, you know, kind of thing. So sometimes we get movies that are not so riveting. Anyway, all right, folks. So I want to again thank everyone for the downloads and the listens. Thank you for all your support. And folks, like we say here, keep those cards and letters coming and keep watching the skies.
This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination. Tokyo, a smoldering memorial to the unknown. An unknown which at this very moment still prevails and could at any time lash out with its terrible destruction anywhere else in the world.
Hi, folks. Luke Giaconetti here. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you like giant monsters, or as they're called in Japan, Daikaiju? Monsters like Godzilla, Rodan, Gamera, King Ghidorah, or Mothra? Do you like more obscure monsters, such as Gappa or Yangari? Do you like giant heroes like Ultraman, or super robots like the Shogun Warriors? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I think you might like my podcast, Earth Destruction Directive. I'm a dedicated fan of all things Daikaiju, and I'd like to share that with all of you. Please check out Earth Destruction Directive at twotruefreaks.com. Earth Destruction Directive, where we turn your Daikaiju dreams into city-smashing reality.
This has been an episode of Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-Movie Podcast. If you'd like to contact me, please email the show at botsbugsbabes@gmail.com. If you'd like to find me online, I'm on Facebook under my name, Jason Giaconetti. I often contribute to the Two True Freaks Facebook group. You can visit my Facebook page, The Art of Horror Collective, and you can search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective. On Instagram, find me under my name, Jason Giaconetti, and search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective, as well as the new hashtag Bots Bugs Babes Podcast. I'm the only one using them. I'm also on Twitter at Jason Giaconetti, and you can visit my webpage at www.theartofhorrorcollective.wordpress.com. All movies, characters, stories, music, etc., are properties of their respective holders. This is a fan work, and any use of any property is purely for review, discussion, entertainment. So don't sue me. I ain't got anything anyway.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Will you stop?